You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Radio Aaron with Frankie Benson. Heard Sunday evenings from 6 to 7 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Here's a greeting to friend and to rover. Welcome to Radio Aaron with Frankie Benson, Irish Airwaves, on Zoomer Radio, AM 740.
As I rode out one morning, going to Dungarvan Fair, I spied a pretty maiden with the sunlight in her hair. Her way was so delightful, her voice rang like a bell, and as I overtook her, I asked if she was well.
Lay down your woolen shawl, my love, I swear it is no joke, and I tell to you the story of the old Dungarvan Oak.
As we approached Dungarvan, the girl at me did stare, and she asked me why I raised my hat to a tree so old and bare. I told her of the legend, if the tree should e'er come down, they'd be a great disaster, and Dungarvan would be drowned.
Lay down your woolen shawl, my love, I swear it is no joke, and I'll tell to you the story of the old Dungarvan Oak.
Then she started laughing, my face grew very red, and she said that only fools believe what these old legends said. Her laughter was contagious, for the truth to you I'll tell. By the time we reached the marketplace, I began to laugh as well.
Lay down your woolen shawl, my love, I swear it is no joke, and I'll tell to you the story of the old Dungarvan Oak.
Sit here by my fireside, it's the autumn of my life, and the darling girl I met that day is now my darling wife. I have a lovely daughter and a son to push my yoke,
And all because I raised my hat to the old Dungarvan oak.
Lay down your woolen shawl, my love, I swear it is no joke. And I'll tell to you the story of the old Dungarvan oak. Lay down your woolen shawl, my love, I swear it is no joke. And I'll tell to you the story of the old Dungarvan oak.
Good evening. How you doing? This is Frankie Benson. It's AM 740, and you're in tune with the Radio Éireann program, the Irish program down here on Queen Street East in the city of Toronto. Starting off the program tonight was Dáil Dungarvan Óg by the Bards. They were performing back in Dungarvan there just last May sometime. And he writes to me all the time and he says, how you doing, Frankie? Keep on playing the old Dungarvan Oak when you're in Toronto. So that's what I'll try to do. I'm looking forward to the program this evening. I have a special guest in the studio and we're going to find out what's going on in the city of Toronto. So stay with me. I've got great music, as my listeners tell me, as always. So that's good news. I'm doing the right thing. Here's a little song by The Corrs, a song by Thomas Moore. He wrote this song after his fellow students at Trinity College. Some of them were lost in 1916 at the Easter Rising. And this song went on to be played in the USA by military bands, police bands, and so on. Very, very popular. It's The Corrs with The Minstrel Boy.
Oh, listoon barna. Listoon, 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 listoon barna.
How's it going there? Everybody from Cork, New York, Dundalk, Gortahawk and Glenamaddy. Here we are in the County Clare, and it's a long, long way from here to there. There's the Burren, and the Cliffs of Moher, and the Tulla, and the Kilfenor, and Mike O'Russell, Dr. Bill, Willie Clancy and Noel Hill, flutes and fiddles everywhere. If it's music you want, you should go to Clare.
Oh, Listoon Barna. Listoon, 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 barna.
Sure, everybody needs a break. Climb a mountain or jump in a lake. Some head off to exotic places. Others go to the Galway races. A cousin of mine goes potholing. A cousin of hers loves Joe Dolan. Matty goes to the south of France. And Jim to the dogs and Peter to the dance. Summer comes around each year. We go there and they come here. Some jet off to Frihiliana. But I always go to Listoon Barna.
Oh, Listoon Barna. Listoon, 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 Listoon Barna.
I always leave of a Thursday night with me tent and me ground sheet rolled up tight. I like to hit Listoon in or around Friday afternoon. This gives me time to get me gear together. I don't need to worry about the weather. Ramble in for a pint of stout, because you never know who'd be hanging about. There's a Dutchman playing a mandolin, and a German looking for Limo Flynn, and there's Adam Bono and Gareth Fitzgerald getting their foot taken for the Sunday World. Finbar Charlie and Jim Hand, and they're drinking pints to bait the band, and isn't it grand?
Oh, Listoon Barna. Huh? Listoon, 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 Listoon Barna.
Multitudes, they flocked in throngs to hear the music and the songs, and motorbikes and high-ass vans with bottles, barrels, flagons, cans. Mighty crack. Loads of frolics. Pioneers and alcoholics, and Black Spook and the FCA, and Free Mickey Kelly and the IRA, and Harry Ch- chess and milk white ties and Mickey Dodgers in disguise. McGraths, O'Briens, Pippins, Coxes, massage parlors and horse boxes. RTE or making tapes, taking breaks and throwing shapes. There's Aurons, Bowrons, Amadons, Arab sheiks, Hindu Sikhs, Jesus freaks. This is heaven, this is hell. Who cares? Who can tell? Anyone for the last few chuck ices now?
Listen,
a 747 for Jackson Brown. They had to build a special runway just to get him down before the chieftains could start to play. Seven creamy pints came out in a tray. Shergar was ridden by Lord Lucan. Sean Cannon did the backstage cooking. Clannad were playing Harry's game, and Christie was singing Nancy Spain. And Mary O'Hara and Brush Shields together doing the Four Green Fields. Van the Man and Emmy Lou and Moving Hearts and Planksty too.
Oh, Listoon Varna. Listoon, 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 Listoon Varna.
Everybody needs a break. Climb a mountain or jump in a lake. Sean Doherty goes to the Roses for Lee, and Oliver J. Flanagan goes swimming in the Holy Sea. But I like my music in the open air, so every summer I go to Clare, cause Woodstock Knock nor the Feast of Cana could hold a match to Listoon Varna.
Oh, Listoon Varna. Listoon, 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 Listoon Varna. Oh, Listoon Varna.
Christy Moore's version of Listoon Varna, the original, I suppose. Listoon Varna, if you think it's not anywhere, like Higher Things in Glagamara, which doesn't exist. There are things in Listoon Varna, which does exist. It's in North Clare, and there's a big festival there every September. There's about, I don't know, 1,000 people who live in Listoon Varna throughout the year, but it takes care of 40,000 visitors each and every year. And Declan Nearney is up next, and he's got a great song. I like it this time of the year. The sun's starting to shine, and people are happy. Flowers are starting to grow, and not starting to grow, they're actually in bloom. And Declan Nearney, each season changes you.
I still wonder why each me down by the bonny brown side, and a herding all my ewes together down the moor. Barefoot was she was comely dressed, and on her head ne'er hat nor feather, but the plot loosely around her waist as we tripped through the blooming heather down the moor. In among the heather, o'er the moor and through the
Kathy McMahon here at AM 740. My name is Frankie Benson, and this is the Irish program, Radio Erin. Before Kathy, it was Declan Nearney. Declan, when he was a wee boy, didn't imagine at any time in his life back then that he was going to be one of the top performers in Ireland, which he is, and he plays all over the place. We'll have to get him in this part of the world. If you agree, put your hand up. There you go. Thank you kindly. Each season changes you, Declan Nearney. After that, it was Don the Moor, Kathy McMahon. And I'll be back with my special guest, Kevin Kennedy, after this.
You're enjoying Radio Erin, all the best of the Emerald Isle, on Zoomer Radio, AM 740.
Been the love me wiser, have you felt the pain? I'd rather be in jail myself than be in love again. For the girl I loved was beautiful, I'd have you all to know. And I met her in the garden where the pretties grow. She was just the sort of creature, boys, that nature did intend to walk right through the world, me boys, without a Grecian bend. Nor did she wear a chignon, I'd have you all to know. And I met her in the garden where the pretties grow. Now, says I, my pretty Kathleen, I'm tired of single life. And if you've no objection, well, I'll make you my sweet wife. She answered me right modestly, and she curtsied very low. Ah, you're welcome to the garden where the pretties grow. She was just the sort of creature, boys, that nature did intend to walk right through the world, me boys, without a Grecian bend. Nor did she wear a chignon, I'd have you all to know. And I met her in the garden where the pretties grow. Now, says I, my pretty Kathleen, I hope that you'll agree. She wasn't like the city girls who say you're mac and free. Says she, alocks me parents, and tomorrow I'll let you know. If you'll meet me in the garden where the pretties grow. She was just the sort of creature, boys, that nature did intend to walk right through the world, me boys, without a Grecian bend. Nor did she wear a chignon, I'd have you all to know. And I met her in the garden where the pretties grow. Now the parents, they consented, and we're blessed with children three. Two boys just like their mother, and a girl the image of me. And now we're going to train them up the way they ought to go, for to dig in the garden where the praise grow. She was just the sort of creature, boys, that nature did intend to walk right through the world, me boys, without a Grecian bend. Nor did she wear a chignon, I'd have you all to know. And I met her in the garden where the praties grow.
Way down in the county Kerry, in a place they call Tralee, the fine old couple there lived there, named Kate and Pat McGee. They were gonna hold a party on the Golden Jubilee, and Kate, she just Pat McGee, come listen here to me. Put on your old knee breeches and your coat of emerald green, take off that hat, me darling Pat, put on your old cummie. For today's a golden wedding, and I want them all to know how we loved when we were wed 50 years ago. Well, do I remember when forced to wear my bride, that little chapel yonder where we stood side by side. Your hair was black as a raven, but now it's turned to grey. Come over here, old sweetheart dear, and this to you I say. Put on your old knee breeches and your coat of emerald green, take off that happy darling hat, put on your old cubby. For today's a golden wedding, and I want them all to know how we loved when we were wed 50 years ago. Well, do I remember when we danced on the village green, and you held me in your arms, you Pat, call me your cubbin. Of good friends we had plenty, troubles we had few. Come over here, old sweetheart dear, and this I'll tell to you. Put on your old knee breeches and your coat of emerald green, take off that hat, me darling hat, put on your old cubby. For today's a golden wedding, and I want them all to know how we loved when we were wed 50 years ago. How we loved when we were wed 50 years ago.
Makes you wonder how you did look 50 years ago, like, you know. Kevin Kennedy is my guest, special guest in the studio this evening. Before Kevin Prendergast, it was Joseph Locke, and I met her in the garden where the pretties grow. I remember, Kevin, when I first heard that song, I can imagine this garden with pretties growing.
With pretties instead of pretties.
Pretties, yeah, pretties, yeah. Well, it depends where you come from. In Mayo, there would be parties.
We had spuds. No.
Spuds?
Spuds. We had no praties.
And you
spuds.
Had lots of them.
Yeah.
And you still carry on the tradition, don't you?
I love a spud, yeah.
You love a spud. Kevin Kennedy is my special guest in the studio today for a good, good reason. What is that reason, Kim?
Well, we're coming up, Frankie, to the most unusual holiday of the year anywhere. It's a holiday created to honour a fictitious character from a novel about Dublin. The novel, of course, is James Joyce's Ulysses, which is probably one of the most renowned books in the English language, despite the fact that few people have read it. You know? That doesn't stop you from saying that's great. You know? And every year we get together. Mary Durkin organises the Bloomsday on the 16th of June. The 16th of June was the day that James Joyce met Nora Barnacle from Galway. She was working as a chambermaid in a hotel in Dublin, and he saw her that day, and that was it.
He fell in love with her.
Ah, he was done for.
Did he?
He did, yeah. The 16th of June, 1904, he met her, and in short order, they got married, and they took off to Europe, and the rest is history. She was a critic of his work in that she never read it. And he was a great singer himself. He had finished second to John McCormick in a singing competition in Dublin. And Nora always said to him, James, you should have stuck to the singing.
My wife says you should have got a job.
Maybe I should have got away from the singing. I might have done better. But, yeah. But we'll get together on Saturday next, June the 16th, down at 8:30 in the morning, 8:30. It's a bit early for me, Frankie, but Bloom on the Beaches, or the beach, whichever you want. I say the beaches myself. But,
I do too, Cam.
But who knows, you know. And we meet down at the streetcar terminus at Queen East at Neville Park. And then there's music and readings at various places along the way. A break at the bandstand. There'll be a little raffle at the bandstand. You know, you can win valuable prizes. And then we'll move on to the...
I think your nose just got a bit bigger.
No, no, they're really good. You can win my CD.
Like McKinty, here's a bit. You can win your CD. Well, it is.
That's
a
good one. Yeah.
That's a valuable
It
price.
Is. It is. Yeah, getting more valuable by the minute. And then we'll move on to the library, the Beaches Library, and then after that we move on to Whitlock's Restaurant, which is the recreation of Davy Vernon's pub in Dublin, and we'll have some readings there from the book and a sing-along, which I lead myself, and we'll keep going until I run out of steam, which is getting quicker these days than it used to be. But nevertheless, we'll be going for a while anyway.
You'll have a good time.
We will, we will.
That goes on all day, rain or shine.
Oh, rain or shine, yeah. Like if it's raining, we might take shelter somewhere, but but no, it goes rain or shine, yeah.
Yeah, well, Kevin, can anyone join in?
Anyone can go.
Walk down the aisle.
Anyone is welcome to walk along with us and listen to the readings and join in the sing-song. If they don't join the sing-song, I get really annoyed, and you don't want that to happen, Frankie.
No, I didn't.
And there's a great cast. There's Mary herself, Mary Durkin, who's a really good actor, and Joe Allen, Desi Ellis, Richard Hart, Ingrid Hemming, Sean Mulcahy, Denny O'Connor, Isald O'Neill, Barbara Taylor, and then there's musicians Anne Letterman and Charles Jevons. So there's a bit of everything, Frankie, you know. And you can get a really good lunch at Whitlock's.
Yes.
You have to pay for that yourself.
But
unless you come along, Frankie, you might throw in a few dollars.
I'll have to find it myself first. Well, it's a good day. It's the 16th of June.
16th of June.
Yeah, Bloomsday is Bloomsday.
8:30 a.m. at the Neville Park terminus, streetcar terminus on Queen Street East. And if you know, some people don't want to go and walk along all the beaches and everything, so they can just meet us at Whitlock's and sit down and have lunch and enjoy a good time.
I don't know what it's like in Toronto. If you get a bus in Brampton,
yeah,
your transfer will do you for 2 hours, and you can get on and off and on and off.
You told me that, yeah. That surprised me. Living in Brampton, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, we got it now.
They learn something every day.
You have the limousine picking you up when you want to go somewhere. It's good. I want to go down and see this. I want to be there myself, but now I'll not be able to walk. Getting old. Well, people have this image of me. I'm an old man in a wheelchair, you know.
And you're a young thing, you know.
Yeah, have a good look, Kevin.
Yeah, oh, God, you know, the hair is very dark, Frankie. You know?
That's the dog, Kevin.
Don't mind that dog. He bit me, so
he did bite you one time. That's true. So it's going to be a good time, Kevin. You're going to hang around here and stay with me.
I am, and
come back and give me a nudge every once in a while when I say the wrong thing.
Okay.
You do that?
I certainly
will. Okay, 16th of June, it starts at Neville
Park and Queen Street East.
And that's in the beaches.
It is, yeah, in the beaches, yeah.
Okay, Kevin, thank you very much.
Okay, Frank.
We got great music here. Do you listen to the show every Sunday?
Every Sunday, I never miss it.
You're a good man, Kevin. And the nose didn't...
The nose got shorter that time. I got a credit on that.
We're going to carry on with the Radio Erin program here at AM 740. So stay with me and I'll be back with Eileen Reid and the Cadets Show Band after this.
You're enjoying Radio Erin.
all the best of the Emerald Isle on Zoomer Radio, AM 740.
If I had my life to live
over,
I would still do the same things again. I would still like to roam to a place we called home, where happiness never did end. I would meet you when school days are over,
unusual song from Eileen Reid and the Cadets Show Band. I just wonder, was it just Eileen Reid at that particular time? If I had my life to live over again, and if I didn't give you a phone number, I'm going to give it to you now, because Kevin, just give me a nudge, and he has a phone number for you.
I do, Frankie. I'm not on now. There I'm on now.
You're on now.
I am. In case anybody wants to contact us, even on the day, we have the official Bloomsday cell phone. And it's 647-309-4262. If anyone wants to find out, they can call that anytime, and they'll get the details. And even on the day, they can call that and we'll tell them exactly where we are at that time. And if they want to look at the website, just go to Google Bloomsday Toronto, and up will come the website.
Up will come the old website. Okay, Kevin, thank you. We'll
thank
talk
you
again before we go away this evening. Here's some things happening in the Irish community in the big, beautiful city of Toronto. The Irish Community Picnic, hosted by the Irish Cultural Society of Toronto on Sunday, July the 8th. And it will take place on Centre Island in Toronto at 1 o'clock. It will be available, the picnic areas will be available from 10 o'clock in the morning. There will be games from 2 o'clock until 4 o'clock, and then a music session from 4 o'clock until dark, I suppose. Bring your instrument along, bring your own picnic, barbecues. For barbecuing, bring your own coal. Bring your own coal and pack a swimsuit and a six-pack or 12-pack, whichever you prefer. All ages are welcome. It's going to be a great day for children's registration, which is required. You can speak with Geraldine Brown. Her telephone number is 416-440-0601. I'm going to give you phone numbers because email addresses don't suit everybody. So that number again for Geraldine Brown is 416-440-0601. The Tug of War team's registration, you can speak with Kathy Murphy, a lovely girl, by the way, at 416-603-9549. General information, speak with the big boss, Narita Fleming, at 905-881-5012. And there's a meeting, the annual general meeting of the St. Patrick's Parade Society, will take place on June the 24th at the Emberlisle Seniors Centre, which is at the corner of Greenwood and Danforth Avenue. Elections of officers for the 2013 executive and report on financial statements for the year 2012. And there will be elections also, the elections for the vice president, secretary, treasurer, and members at large to off. Membership must be in a week before the annual meeting. And I'll give you a telephone number if you need more information. Speak with Dennis Rainsborough. You'll love talking to Dennis. How you doing? 416-487-0156 for more information. And there's a lunch tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Senior Center at 1190 Danforth Avenue, 1 o'clock. And yours truly, Frankie Benson, will be singing and dancing and acting the fool most of the time. If you'd like to get there by car and you don't have one and you'd like to get a ride there, Pat Rooney can accommodate if you give him a call tonight, 416-423-6190. And I got music right through until 7 o'clock this evening, followed by George Ginescu and Big Band Sunday night. My deepest sympathies go out today to Julia Lynch. Her husband Dermot passed away last week. Dermot was from Dublin, a Glazer. And then the last part of his life, he was in the union as a union rep or better. But he was a nice man. I liked him very much indeed. And I like Julia. Julia, I'm very, very sorry to hear this bad news. And I didn't know until after the fact. And Joe Burke, most popular bartender in Canada, or North America for that matter, from Dublin also. Joe Burke passed away. My deepest sympathies to you, Joyce. I'll be on with more music here at AM 740 in the heart of sweet Toronto. If I had my life to live over again, I would probably do the same things again. That was Eileen Reid and the Cadets. This time it's the Irish Rovers. Beautiful song, one of my favorites by Ewan McCall, Sweet Thames Flow Softly.
I met my love by Willie's pier, beneath the bay crane standing. And oh, the love I felt for her did pass all understanding. Took her sailing on the river, flow, sweet river, flow. London town was mine to give her, sweet Thames, flow softly. Made the Thames into a crown, flow, sweet river, flow. Made a brooch of silver town, sweet Thames, flow softly. By Hampton Yard I held her hand, at Blackwall Point I faced her, and
the Isle of Downs, I kissed her bows, and tender he embraced her. Kissed her once again at Wapping, oh, sweet river flow. After that there was no stopping, sweet Thames flow softly. Limehouse Reach I gave her there, oh, sweet river flow. As a ribbon for her hair, sweet Thames flow softly. From Shadow Dock to Nine Elms Reach, we cheek to cheek were dancing. Her necklace made of Putney Bridge, our beauty was enhancing. Heard the bells of Greenwich ringing, sweet river flow. All the time my heart was singing, sweet Thames flow softly. Gave her Hampton for to twist, flow sweet river flow. Into a bangle for her wrist, sweet Thames flow softly. But now, alas, the tide has changed. My love, she has gone from me. And winter's frost has touched my heart and put a sadness on me. Rain and fog is on the river, flow, sweet river, flow. Sun and moon and stars gone with her, sweet Thames flows softly. Swift the Thames flows to the sea, flow, sweet river flow. Bearing ships and part of me, sweet Thames flows softly.
Pretty brown eyes.
Gone But Not Forgotten, Joe Dolan and the Pretty Brown Eyes on the Radio Erin program. Kevin Kennedy is appearing in the city of Toronto this coming Wednesday night with his lovely daughter Samantha.
We're at Dora Kyo's, Frankie, our usual spot. We're there at 8 o'clock Wednesday night until 11. And that's at 141 Danforth Avenue, just near the Broadview subway stop. And it's the Toronto Irish Players pub night. So come on down, everybody. We'll have a good time.
Thanks, Kevin. And I'll be back with Kathy Durkin after this.
You're enjoying Radio Erin, all the best of the Emerald Isle, on Zoomer Radio, AM 740.
Kathy Durkin taking us home here tonight from AM 740 with a medley of songs. Wonderful. Thank you very much indeed, Kathy. And I certainly enjoyed being with you here tonight. Thank you, Paul on Controls, and my special guest and the great friend of the Irish community, Kevin Kennedy. Don't forget to go see him on Wednesday night. Until then, if God spurs us, I'll be back again next Sunday at 6 o'clock. Until then, good night. Bye-bye.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Radio Erin with Frankie Benson. Heard Sunday evenings from 6 to 7 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.